I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The U.S. opioid crisis and Christian media bookend our broadcast today. From the war on drugs to gospel proclamation, God's Spirit is changing hearts and saving lives. He's inviting you to join the movement, so stick around to find your place in the story. But first, research has come out suggesting that the drug crisis, specifically the opioid crisis in the United States, may finally be improving. But it's far from over. Per the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, each day an average of 130 people die from an opioid overdose in the United States. In 2017, there were over 70,000 drug overdose deaths. 68% of those deaths involved an opioid. Dean Vandermeer is the executive director of Set Free Ministries, a nonprofit dedicated to helping people find spiritual freedom. Vandermeer says in 2017, more people died from drug overdoses than Americans died in the Vietnam War.
We're starting to find out that there's huge problems with these numbing agents, and these numbing agents have huge risk, and that really hasn't been talked about too much, and now we have ourselves an epidemic that's starting to show up in all the suicide rates.
Opioid addiction is the one most likely to result in suicide. In fact, the likelihood of suicidal thought increases 40 to 60% with an opioid use. As Christians, one way we can respond is to encourage people to
reach out to God. Don't isolate. Reach out to somebody else that can help you and say, I need help.
If you or someone you know is struggling with an opioid addiction or suicidal thoughts, please reach out to Set Free Ministries. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. Next, in America's post-Christian relativistic society, it can be daunting to make sure your kids have a strong foundation of faith. Barna Research Group released a study last month asking 650 church leaders who they think is primarily responsible for children's spiritual formation. Parents, the church, the Christian community, the school, or the government? Well, nearly all agreed that parents have the largest responsibility for their kids' spiritual formation. Greg Yoder, executive director of Keys for Kids, agrees and says parents don't have to go it alone.
When you're not reinforcing it at home, that becomes obviously a huge problem. And so we here at Keys for Kids want to provide the tools to moms and dads who maybe don't feel like they have the tools to be able to share with them. And, you know, we've even had moms and dads connect with us and said, hey, thank you so much for sending a devotional to my kid after they went to camp. Now I have something that I can share with my kids every single day.
Keys for Kids devotionals are engaging stories that help your child process issues in light of God's Word. It's free to sign up for Keys for Kids Devos. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. And then?
Read the stories and don't forget about the scripture part about the story. And then when you get done, just ask them what's in the story. The story says, well, what about you? How does this apply to you? What do you make of this?
And continuing the U.S. theme, hundreds of Christian communicators met last week in California at the annual National Religious Broadcasters Convention. M&N was there, and our team caught up with Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. He told us about a couple of trends that he sees emerging in the world of Christian TV, film, and radio.
I think there's two themes that seem to be coming through. First of all is by all possible means. Everybody is trying to examine the enormous range of communication devices that are out there. There is this feeling that we need to get the gospel where people can reach it easily. So by all possible means. But that leads me to the second thing, work while it is day. And I think there is a sense that time is short. We don't know how close his return is. I can't predict a date. I just would say it looks more like what he said he would come back to than ever. And all of us are sensing a rapid move toward the darkness among cultures and people and a move away from the light.
The trends apply to your life, too.
Live urgently. Live importantly. Please don't be content to be a pew sitter. It's not enough. Not now it's not enough.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener-supported by people just like you, so you can join us here or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR 360. So look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.